Okay, join me now for this amazing interview with Ariadna Villalta, who's brought the fun and glamour of Ascot to the Iberian Peninsula. The fifth edition of Hats and Horses will be hosted in Menorca's Super Trotting Racetrack, whilst Dubai will be officially opened by Hats and Horses this November. Her own spin of this English tradition has taken off in Menorca as an annual date, and Hats and Horses visited Mallorca, Barcelona, and will now hit Madrid's infamous Zarzuela racetrack for the first of the summer evening races. Ariadna is frank and open about her ideas and vision and how she can't just see the barriers once she gets an idea for something. Her love of horses, Spain and England seem to have come together to form a simply perfect harmony for a great day out. Ariadna, it's really nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you. It was very nice. It's a real pleasure. Have the chance to explain all the project that is quite long to explain.
Yeah, but it's just wonderful. It's so exciting. So can you explain to us what you do, where Hats and Horses has come from and where it is, where it's going, what it's doing? It's amazing.
Hats and Horses is happening originally in Menorca, but I take the idea from UK. I'm a huge fan of UK culture, the traditions, the lovely cup of tea, all that kind of thing.
Wonderful.
And I went to Ascot, and I thought that was a marvelous place where people has fun. They go out with the hat, but then they have the shoes on the hand, because you can take off your shoes, but not your hat. That's the important thing. And I had a great day there. And in Menorca, we have English people living here. It's a place that they have lots of connections with British, I think that's military, and years and years of history.
Yeah.
And I thought that would be nice, having this common point together and meeting both things. And the main idea was give the chance to people here to have more time open to the public, because here we don't have a long season. It's just July and August. Then if we do something in May, we give the chance to open hotels, restaurants, May, June, July, August.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me what it is that you love about this event.
It's that feeling when you go inside of the event that you forget everything. Everything that the day-to-day keeps outside of the door. And then you have this marvelous hat. People find themselves very glamorous. And they just go inside and everybody laughs. There is music. Here in Menorca, the beds are just €1, more or less. It's not more than that. And you can even spend €1, and that it's not even a problem for people betting on that. And it's just having fun and seeing people being happy for a day.
Yeah. Yeah, and we need that.
Yeah.
We need that at the moment, definitely. Something I read that you had said that you thought that there were quite a lot of similarities between where you come from and England.
Yep, definitely.
What are these similarities? Because I'd like to know them.
As I said, I'm a very rebellious person. And I really hate, I'm very grateful, because I have been living in London. And everybody is so open, so nice. You are always welcome. And that thing that they say that, oh, the weather is awful, the food is awful. I said, you have a problem, because the food in England is the same food I ate in my village forever. I mean, sausage, mashed potatoes, pies. We have the same food. It's not that different. Fish and chips. We have tapas in Spain. What is the difference? I mean, it's not that we have... I mean, I think it's how we see that. And I think that all the culture, I mean, I know that my partner doesn't like The Crown, but when I went to live there, the first thing I watched was The Crown, Downton Abbey, and I love the values. I think that is very important, that in my village, because it's small, it's in the north, people keep having that values, and I think that is very dangerous, that lots of places they lost that.
Yes.
And somehow you maintain that. And sometimes David and I, we compare situations in our families. And we just have a laugh, because he's English, I'm a Spanish, but we have the same things. And you realize that we are not that much different.
No, that's true. It's very true.
Going back to Hats and Horses, when you started it in Menorca, were you concerned about the success? I mean, how did you launch this amazing idea onto the Menorcan island people and then get, you got foreigners coming in especially? You know, it's a big deal.
I mean, I never was worried because I thought the worst can happen is that it's not working. And it's the first edition and nobody was expecting anything. And I think that for me, that's perfect because that is when I feel like, let's do this. Yeah, for me, it's more complicated now that everybody's expecting lots of things. But in that moment was like saying, let's try it. Where is the problem? I think that I believe in this. And I was surrounded with people that they, English people, and they were very enthusiastic and everybody's in and let's do this. And I think that was a very nice year. And I think that you need to believe in what you are doing. If not, it doesn't make sense. The first edition we did that in Mahon is yes. where all the English community is based.
Yes.
And we had that push that was because they already understand the event because it's something that you have in England. For Spanish people, is that concept between is a wedding? No, it's not a wedding, but isn't a party night? No, it's not a party night. It's day, it's party, but it's not a wedding because we have that more yeah. structure like that.
Yeah.
That was a very nice day, especially I was shocked when we opened the door and people was coming in and in and in with hats and well-dressed. So it was like, oh, it's happening. It's like...
Wonderful. That's great. No, I'm sure that the English were there, were really excited because they're like, this is an opportunity. Have some fun, no?
And you know how to do that, definitely.
Well, the Spanish as well. I mean, you know, a great party culture, this country. But anyway, Hats and Horses, you had it in Mahon, in Ciutadella, in Mallorca, Barcelona, and Dubai this year.
Yes.
So I want to know about Dubai because that's a huge thing. I mean, you're not just going to a different place in Spain or a neighboring European country. You know, Dubai, it's a big deal. So,
I mean, living in London, I realized this big connection, London-Dubai. And you always find people that, I'm living in Dubai, I'm spending some days here. Or, no, I'm between Dubai and London. And I think that's a connection. And you can join these things. And also, I met my partners there and they were very excited and everybody's saying, Dubai is the place to be, Dubai is the place to be, Dubai is the place to be. And again, different things were put together somehow. I don't know exactly why. I was working in the Expo Dubai for the Spanish government.
And when was that?
That in February.
Wow. And so then you did Hats and Horses in March.
March.
That's massive. Wow.
Yeah. I asked them. I think that as always, you need to meet the correct people. And if you have the connections, then you can make it happen. As I don't know if you did some events at the end, everything happens the last month. I mean, you can be planning and planning and planning, but the final rush is in the last month. And if you have the people that understands that and have the connections to make that happen, you can make it. It's not, I'm a big fan of planification. I'd rather to have 6 months, have my Excels and everything. But you realize that it's the last month that everybody is like waking up and the final. You are not printing anything 6 months in advance. You are printing everything the last week. And it's not the best situation, but it can happen.
That's the way it is. That's the way it is. From what I understand, Dubai, they're really promoting the horse world. I mean, you know, it's fantastic that you've taken Hats and Horses out there. I think you're trying to organize an event with Ladies' Day, isn't it?
Yeah. Dubai, they admire a lot also the British culture and what English people does with the horses and the races. And I think that if we can put that very classy style in Dubai, that they lose that flashy touch, that they don't have the dress code that make the event very high level, to say something. I mean, obviously, they have the volume. Yeah, they have the volume and they have the money.
Yeah,
you just need to do something. The good thing I saw when I went there, and that was convinced me, was they are really, or seems that they are really pushing for women and helping women and empower women in Dubai. As we said, if we can start the season in November with the Ladies' Day, that can be something very special. And we know that we don't have enough ladies to do the races, the whole they with races, but at least one of them should be just made by and for women.
Fantastic. And this empowering they're putting out, is that just really about expats, about foreigners, or is that locals?
My partners have been living there 10 years, and they say that is in general. They are changing lots of things. You have a company now there and you don't need a local partner. Like making everything more European.
Yeah.
I think that somehow they realize that if they want people there or they want to be in the world and not isolated, they need to be more flexible. For the good and the bad, because I said with some friends there that it's kind of a contradiction that the Occidental people, we are going there to look for more security. Because it's insane. You can just leave anything there. Nobody steals anything. And they say that when they go to Europe, they are shocked because your bicycle is out, your car is out, the bags. And in Dubai, it really doesn't happen. I really need to feel that I'm secure in the place where I'm working. We made that normal that we are constantly in risk. That you think, well, maybe I need to go to live in Dubai and people will put more business there. And if they can solve that.
And it's this amazing event that you're organizing, Hats and Horses, is coming to Madrid.
Yep.
On the 4th of June for the first of the summer evening night races. How has Madrid taken to this? You know, are they pleased?
Madrid, yeah, they are amazing. And they are working very hard to make Madrid fashionable, high level, and they are pushing hard for the luxury. And the Hippodrome has been always nice, and the 80s was huge, and they had lots of fun. And they want to recover that fun and being a part of the Madrid offer. They say that if we can help them to put that style on the races, and we say yes. I think that if they open the door, we need to be there, and we want to be there because it's a very nice place, and they are. I mean, the last year they did amazing in night. Obviously, we need to be on the day because we have the hats. We cannot do it night. Will be a very nice edition there.
So what time does it start on Saturday, the 4th of June?
Because we are thinking in doing hats and ponies at 3 o'clock because they do a ponies races for kids. Then maybe we, all depends of if we have time to organize that or not because it's in 3 weeks. But if we can manage that, we'll start at 3 in the afternoon. If not, we will be opening the doors 5, 6, and the races start at 7.
Fabulous.
And then we have until 10 to be there with hats and all the fun.
That's really fun. That's really fun. Do you think that the Madrileños, people from Madrid, are going to take this opportunity by both hands and dress up and put the hats on and come out in style?
Hope so. And I think that also we have designers, young designers, that they love hats and we are in contact with them. Everybody is very kind into something very sustainable and in solidarity. And it's different groups that I have been working in Madrid for 15 years. We know the fashion brands. I think that if you can manage to put nice people there that they are looking for, have fun that evening. There is not that much opportunities that you can wear a hat. That it's not a wedding. I think that people will take that opportunity. If you find the correct hat, you look fabulous and pretty. And it's, I don't know, have some kind of, I mean, if you see that the films, black and white films, and you see that woman so with the gloves and everything, it's just perfect. I think that we need to take care of ourselves and don't be afraid to be well-dressed and being nice. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, I think it's really fun. It's really fun. And who is this event like? Can anybody go to it? How do we get tickets? How do we find out about it? What do we do?
Try to have everybody there because I think that has to be very democratic. And as you know, in Ascot, you have an area, it's very exclusive and you need to wear a very specific dress code. Then you have another more relaxed area and then you have the general area. I think that if we can manage to year after year communicate that you have different spaces where you can be and you don't need to be very strict. And maybe you go the first year in one area and then you say, no, I want to be in that area. And I think that is finding yourself where you find your when you are comfortable. And also Madrid has a very, very good prices. I mean, it's the general ticket, you can buy that in the Hipódromo website.
Yes.
And it's very affordable. And also if you are buying like food and drinks, I think it's 65 euros. And you have food and drink as much as you want. And
fantastic.
It's fantastic. A good excuse to have fun there.
Yes, it's a great excuse.
I also said we need to start in the level we want to be. You cannot be starting like being afraid of that. You need to start there, because if not, you people doesn't understand that, yeah, maybe last year we will do this or that. No, you need to go with everything the first time.
Yeah, start with a big bang, no?
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Okay, so what I understand is that you have best dressed competitions as well?
Yep. I think that is a good way to incentivize people to make an effort. Do a nice competition there.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Do you have any other locations in mind after, you know, you're bringing Hats and Horses to Madrid? Is there anywhere else in Spain that could, you know, get this amazing fun party coming?
There is a place where I like a lot. It's near Valencia. That is very exclusive and lots of people and know about that. But also La Coruña, they were saying that they would like to do something, but La Coruña, you have the problem with the rain. That is quite challenging. And one place that we love and we maybe we will do something is Sanlúcar de Barrameda.
Oh, I was hoping. I think that would be amazing.
That's another thing that we are thinking about this summer, because I think that in the beach can be a very special location.
So on the beach, I think that would be something, you know, wonderful.
Yeah, and also it's very popular. You have lots of people on the beach. But then if you have your own area where you can do something more, I don't know. Yeah. I see that very 20s.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, you could put up the striped tents.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Something like that. And that would be... we will talk about that.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Obviously, you like horses. So where does this passion for horses come from? You know, because...
I'm a countryside girl. Yeah, in my village we were 200 people. Then for us, going to see the ponies being born and something like that. And my father loved horses, and I have lots of pictures that every spring we were in the mountains and you had all the horses being born. And it was very nice. And I think that you have that, they are kind of free, but in the same time very reliable, and they are at home. They are this very special combination, and I think that this is nice. And it's, and also I'm a huge fan of psychology. I'm studying that, and I think that all that therapies that you can do with horses, there is something else there. I think that you can have a connection with horses that can help with anxiety or any other problems that
Absolutely. There's a huge number of people working with the therapy side, and it's amazing. You do Hats and Horses. You also work, you're working in the expo in Dubai, you're studying psychology, where you're working with a friend with their foundation to get.
Foundation is, I think that for me is the most important thing. But the whole thing, I think that everything is connected, because I would love to help kids and old people. I always have this sad thing, feeling that there is people that they don't have money to give to the kids some weekend activity, or old people. I was raised by my grandparents, and I could hear when I was studying in Barcelona that they had been all week alone, and you were calling them. And first they were sad, but after talking a little bit, they were more happy. And I think that if you just can give to old people that Saturday, doing something with young kids, they don't have either the chance to do anything on the weekends. I mean, for me, that will be like the whole project will have the perfect touch, and trying to do something for them.
It's amazing, because the connection between the older generations and the younger generations is huge. And we could talk about this for a long time, but I'm not going to take up your time. It's fabulous. So really, I suppose the last question is, do you ever sleep? Because
now you sound like my boyfriend. I don't need lots of sleep, but I just have some days that yeah, some days yes, but not usually.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you for the call, and thank you.
I really hope that you found the interview interesting. I will be publishing many more in English, and I do have other interviews in Spanish as well, so that could be useful. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Bye.